Good morning. I'm Cindy Talley here with Luke Clayton, and it's time for another round of High Plains Outdoors. I am one of those people who, when you talk about baked beans, what I like to do is, you know, you just get some pork and beans and you just zip them up a little bit. But Luke, you're always pushing me to try something new, and today you'd like to tell us how you do beans. So take it away, will you?
I'll do it, Cindy. Mike Pullen with Frisco Spices has taught me a lot about canning. I didn't grow up learning how to do it, but baked beans are, it's actually the recipe that we're going to talk about is a combination between really seasoned pork and beans and baked beans, but we're going to can them. Let's start out with some Great Northerns, a couple of pounds of them, and let's soak them overnight and rinse them the next morning. Now, and drain most of the water out of them, Cindy. Now, you do need a little water in there with them. Now, at this point, what you want to do is put in, we're talking 2 pounds of beans, so let's put in half a cup of barbecue sauce. A sweet barbecue sauce, I think, is best. And let's put in 3/4 cup of dark brown sugar. Let's put in 1 cup of chopped onion, and let's put in 1/2 cup of chopped jalapeno. Now, that's if you like the jalapeno, and I'll give you a tip. The flavor comes through on the jalapeno, but the heat doesn't for some reason in the finished product with that amount of jalapeno. So you've got all that. What you want to do is simmer. What you want to do is simmer that on the stove. You have just a little bit of water, of course. Now, after it simmers just a little bit and it kind of blends all the spices and the sugar together, go ahead and put the liquid into some aluminum pans, some shallow aluminum pans. Now, I like to smoke the beans. I like the flavor of the smoked beans. So what I do next, I put some strips of bacon and I cut them up pretty fine, dice them up into small pieces, put those on top of the beans that are seasoned and ready in the aluminum pan. I put the pan in my smoker. I use a Smoking Tex electric smoker, and I smoke them for about 30 minutes. That's all you need to do. And Cindy, after that, basically you have your sterile pint jars, and you use a funnel on top, and you put the beans in there. And you want to make sure and have a little liquid. There's probably going to be enough liquid left in the aluminum pans with your beans. But if not, it's okay to add just a little bit more water and bring everything up to about 1 inch below the top of that jar. Put your lids and rings on there on your jars. Put them in your pressure cooker. And you want to pressure them at 10 pounds. For 75 minutes, and then cut your pressure cooker off, let them cool down. Cindy, that is some of the best beans. You're talking about beans that go good with a fish fry or whatever at camp, you know?
Now, if I want to modify this a little bit, say I don't have a smoker, can you add liquid smoke to the beans?
You certainly could. I've never done that, but you know me, I'm all about smoking meats and things.
I know you are.
Yeah. So I always use my electric smoker, but I'm sure you just have to be careful with the quantity, Cindy, of liquid smoke, because, you know, that is some pretty potent flavoring there.
Yes. So. The other thing, if I just want to use the baked beans at that time, not go ahead and can them, would you just leave them in the oven and bake them for a time, or how would you do that?
Well, if I were going to do that, I think what I would do is cook them on the stove a little longer, you know, maybe cook them like 20 minutes, boil them and reduce the liquid down, then put them in the pans, then add the bacon, and then bake them for, I don't know, I would imagine you could bake them, say, 350 for about 45 minutes, and that should get them done. But there's something about exposing the beans to moisture and all that makes them tender, I think, Cindy. But, yeah, I'm sure you could bake them if you did not want to can them. But that barbecue sauce adds a really good flavor, and that dark brown sugar is a must on them.
Well, Luke, thank you so much for sharing that recipe. We'll have it posted online at hppr.org. And if you missed it, you know, you can hear the show there once again. We'll also have some pictures. Luke, I'll talk to you next week.
We'll be back next week. Thank you, Cindy.
Have a good day.
Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Air Force, Air Guns, and Night Sight.